Hello, and welcome to the Emotional Self-Mastery Podcast, the best podcast on regaining personal power, self-confidence, and peace. I'm your host, Cheryl C. Jones, a transformational life coach, professional speaker, and the author of the book, Emotional Self-Mastery.
And I'm Kathy Holscher, the producer of this podcast and Cheryl's sidekick.
Each week, we explore topics that will help you eliminate negative self-talk,
worry,
anxiety,
and fear,
so you can live your best life. A bit of warning, though, this podcast may contain true stories of personal challenges and how they were solved. The information you hear may inspire you to take action in your own life.
If you are ready to increase success and happiness and live your best life, listen on.
Listener discretion is advised. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Cheryl. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about starting anew. We are right at the beginning of 2021. We've got a brand new year in front of us. Many of us are hoping that it will not look anything like the year 2020. And truthfully, I feel the same way. And we're talking about what it means to start anew. And you know, the thing that most people think about when we think about a new year, particularly when we think about a new year, we think about New Year's resolutions and setting goals. And I am totally opposed to both of those things. And
same.
Good. I'm glad to know I'm not alone. But you know what I think it is? I think it's that I have really big dreams and I set really big goals. And then what happens is I get distracted a little bit like a hummingbird, like, what's this flower over here? Let's go check this out. And I do things like start podcasts and blogs and work groups and all kinds of stuff. And so I never really, it's not that I don't follow through. I get maybe distracted, or I don't know what it is, but the goals never are achieved. And so I feel really bad when I can't meet that New Year's resolution or goal. It's so frustrating.
Well, I think part of it too is that we set goals or make resolutions, but we don't allow ourselves to get educated about how to implement the changes, or we carry the same mindset from 2020 or from the past relationship or last month or whatever it is, we carry that into the new, then you're going to get the same results, or you're not going to reach those resolutions and goals.
You make a really good point, because I think you're right. I think there's the fears that are associated with past years of not reaching those goals, or, you know, whatever they are, you know, especially most people or a lot of people set financial goals, especially if you're a business owner, you might set, or, you know, business manager, you might set financial goals, and then you might also set personal goals. And we have lots of goals set around our bodies and weight. And then we shame ourselves when we don't reach those goals, whether it's about our bodies or about our finances or whatever it is, you know, and that's just like, you're not living in the moment then. You're living for something that hasn't been achieved. And then you're bringing with you, like you were saying, that old experience, that old knowledge. And for me, that old knowledge is, I didn't succeed last time. What makes me think I'm going to succeed this time? So why write anything down?
Right. And, you know, I was thinking a lot about this, because I really do not like resolutions and, you know, goals, soft goals. I'm okay with that. Like, get out of bed in the morning. That's a goal. I can handle it. Okay. But I kind of was thinking of it as moving from an old house into a new house. And I started thinking to myself, okay, if I were moving, what would I want to take with me? You know, am I going to take the trash with me? No, I'm not going to take the trash with me. You know, am I going to take the old broken windows with me? No, I'm going to leave those behind. You know, am I going to take those annoying neighbors with me? Oh no. I'm going into that new house with brand new windows and no trash and nice neighbors. Wow. So I'm thinking that you gotta leave the junk behind when you enter something new so that you can start out light.
I like that. Definitely. I mean, we all know that we, in fact, this year, I think Goodwill and some of the other organizations that take used stuff have done really well because people have had extra time on their hands to clean out closets. And we've heard people talk about cleaning out their pantries, their closets, et cetera. And so I think those organizations have probably done really well during the pandemic. That you make a really good point, because a lot of times we will take a bunch of stuff to Goodwill when we're going to move, especially if we're downsizing or the new house is a different shape and configuration because the old stuff doesn't fit. And I think that's what you're saying. And I want to emphasize it. Some of the old stuff doesn't fit in the new world, in your new house, in the new year, in the whatever new relationship. So don't, you know, if you're in a relationship, if you've been in a relationship where you felt betrayed or there was distrust, and now you're getting into a new relationship, don't bring the assumptions and the fear of betrayal and mistrust into the new relationship, because that's just going to sabotage it, right? So right. I think there's an analogy there in terms of the rest of our life. I think there's, you know, looking at it from that point of view.
Well, yes. And if we keep with the analogy of moving from the old house to the new house, what do people often do when they move from one place to the other, especially when they're downsizing? What do they often do? They get a storage unit and they put their, I'm going to say crap, sorry, in there. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, because I might need that, or, you know, I'm going to go through that one day, or I just can't let go of that. I'm going to put it in storage. Well, if you put, you know, your bad habits in storage, if you put your fixed mindset in storage, mm-hmm. if, you know, those kinds of things, that's not something you're going to really, really want to recall.
Good point. Right?
So you don't need to put those things in storage. You just need to like put them mm-hmm. in the trash.
You know, you're absolutely right. Let it go. Well, and that's a really good point, because we've got the physical stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then we've got kind of psychological stuff, which is the mindset. And then we have emotional stuff. And there may be some other stuffs, but those are the ones that immediately come to mind. And when you were talking about letting stuff go and putting something in storage, or not letting it go and instead putting in storage, it made me think about when I moved my office from a commercial space to my home office. The space, my home office, was configured differently. It was a bedroom. It was small. You know, it was a lot less square footage. And I had all these files for doing business for 10 years, maybe even longer, of all these past clients. And those files represented my successes, my accomplishments. And it was really hard for me to let them go, but there was no purpose in me keeping them. I mean, I could have put them in a storage unit. And I guess I share that to say that sometimes letting go of some things can be difficult, but boy, the weight of them, whew, if I yes. had them now, I mean, it would just be consuming. I mean, I'm 30 some odd years into, 30 years into doing this business, and that would be a heck of a lot of file folders and paper and weight and just a fire hazard, frankly. But then
you know, it's along those lines. Recently, I gave a friend advice. I rarely do that, but he recently moved through a very, very difficult divorce. And I told him, the best thing I've figured out as I've aged is letting go and forgiving. Mm. Is about the most, because you were just talking about letting, you know, those things. I cannot express enough how forgiveness has changed my life. Mm. And I'm not talking about excusing bad behavior of others. I'm talking about forgive them, because there's a backstory there, and it's
always,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And releasing them from our consciousness, from our anger and resentment, and negative negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Very Definitely. Freeing. Very That's- freeing.
Well, that falls kind of into that psychological category that I spoke of earlier, that one of the three that I could come up with. And it's letting go of that old mindset and negativity. You know, we can think about it too, in terms of forgiving ourselves. You know, there's always a backstory to what we do and the things we say and the things we choose to do and our motivations that are there. And I think you're right. I think forgiveness is a really key element to, and really, you know, looking at it. if you're going to do a New Year's resolution, do it around, you know, forgiveness of yourself and of others, you know, and make a conscious decision to let that kind of stuff go. And maybe focus, you know, psychologically, you might also focus on all the things that are working in your favor. You know, you've got a house or a roof over your head. You're able to work. You've got food, you know, there's a number of things that there are to be grateful for and appreciate. I think that's a mindset change right there, just focusing on the positive, what's going right in your life.
No, I agree. And that's actually what sort of got me on that thinking of, you know, what do I want to take into next year with me? Because, you know, I personally have done a lot of education and self-reflection this year. I'm sure many others have. And working with you as, you know, content manager and, you know, podcast and all, I've heard you speak so often on these things that I feel I've spent a year in training,
maybe longer,
you know, or longer. I feel like, you know, I've actually been a student this whole time as well. And, you know, the reason that I'm saying this is because we've given people a lot of, you know, let go of, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, I couldn't have done that without guidance. Yeah. From someone, and that was you,
well, you
know,
you.
In this case. And so I encourage people to, you know, seek guidance, because that's why a lot of us fail, because we were saying we make the goal, but we don't have the knowledge maybe, or the mm-hmm. awareness,
right?
You know, that yeah. we need to move forward. And, so, and- I encourage folks, and I'm just saying, whether it's Cheryl or anybody, or, you know, another transformation coach or life coach, I just encourage folks to educate themselves and, you know, learn a few things. And, you know, they could also read your book.
That might help too. Yeah. They can work on it on their own then. Well, and thank you for that acknowledgement. I appreciate that very much. And it's, you know, I'm ever growing too. I'm ever learning. I'm still making mistakes and trying to undo and not, you know, be self-critical. So I'm quite human, and yeah, it's a learning process. And sometimes, you know, we're on tracks. And so sometimes our tracks parallel, and other times are, you know, your train's a little further out ahead of other people's trains. And, you know, you're able to share that expertise because you've gone down that path already. And I love being able to do that. I really do.
Well, you do it well. And it was what has taught me, you know, when what made me know what I want to take into 2021 is my emotional resilience that I've learned, my growth oriented mindset, my open mindedness about things. I came to realize I was pretty closed minded about some things.
You have come far in that area, I have mm-hmm. to admit. You're much
learning,
more open.
Learning to preserve my personal energy at recognizing the things, the people, the places that trigger me into negative behaviors or responses. So those are the kinds of things I'm taking.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so in terms of emotions and how are you feeling, you know, how do you want to go into next year in terms of your emotional set points and things like that?
Right.
Actually, that was a question.
Oh.
Well, because I know that you and I had a conversation before we did this podcast, and we were talking about living above the line emotionally and about, you know, really choosing how you want to feel. And when we say above the line, there's a hierarchy of emotions where all the emotions have a vibrational frequency. Shame and guilt, shame being the lowest vibrational frequency on the hierarchy chart, and love being the highest, you know, you have some choices. Contentment is right in the middle. And that's where actually what they say above the line, the line actually is above the word contentment or the emotion contentment. And you would think, well, isn't that great just to feel content? But in a lot of ways, you want to experience much higher vibrations. You want to experience hope and positive anticipation and joy and passion and excitement. You know, those are the kinds of emotions that have a much higher frequency and we'd like to vibrate at more often. And when we're feeling those emotions, we do, and it increases our vitality. And, you know, there's just so much more positivity in our lives. In fact, we attract that same vibration to us when we are feeling those higher vibrations. By the same token, we also attract like emotions or people of like frequencies when we are at the lower end of the spectrum. So if we're feeling anger, frustration, irritation, disappointment, you know, just that, you know, stuff that gets in your craw kind of thing, well, you're going to find other people that are going to tell you their stories that are just the same. And you know, you have a choice. You have a choice. And I think if you were going to set, or if I was going to set a New Year's resolution, I think that's the one that I would strive to work on all the time, is making sure that my vibration, the emotions I'm feeling, are above the line, above contentment, higher vibrations, because higher vibrations attracts higher vibrations. It's just law. It's a universal law.
Well, yeah. I have a question for you.
Okay.
So what are you going to leave behind? Let's think of it that way. If you were moving,
yes,
you know, to that my new house.
Yeah, that new place. Yes. So, and folks, we didn't script this part at all. So I just want you to know I'm having to think about it. The things that I'd like to leave behind are.
It's in your notes. Think we did script this.
Shit. Okay, Brandy, take that part out. Okay,
Brandy, take that part out.
And we can go with, I didn't script it, but anyway. So some of the things I'd like to leave behind are things like assumptions, assuming what people mean, or assuming what they're saying before they finish their sentences. And I notice that sometimes I do that, and I want to slow my brain down and listen more carefully. I'm a really good listener, but sometimes with family members, I'm not as good a listener. And so I'd like to work on not coming up with assumptions about how things are. And then another one is comparing myself to others. I've actually gotten really good at, well, I was really good at comparing myself to others and then having guilt and shame about it. And so I kind of started giving that up last year. So I'm just going to really trash that this year. And I'm not playing that game anymore. So that's a commitment and things I want to leave behind. The other thing is small dreams. You know, at the beginning of this podcast, I talked about how I didn't like to set big goals because I got disappointed so frequently. And I think maybe if I still dreamed big, that would create the inspiration and the motivation to move forward and just not be locked into whatever I said I wanted to create at the beginning of the year, because something really cool might show up otherwise, and to run with that. But to protect myself in the past, I'm like, well, I'll just do these little goals because that seems like something that's doable. Let me tell you, a year ago, I wouldn't have thought I was going to do a podcast. I mean, it was something I always, yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of a surprise. I mean, being open and flexible to doing something new is important, and being not rigid is the key. So, you know,
I think you hit on something that it's okay to dream big. It's okay to have a big vision. What I'm talking about is goals that are so big that I think that word goals puts stress on us.
Like, oh, definitely.
It indicates that if it's a goal, then, you know, we have to achieve it or we fail. If it's a vision or a dream, it's always in fruition. It's always being developed.
Good point. Yes. And I think how we define it is really, really important. It comes back to the definition of the word. There is a big difference when we say dream and goal. And there's been lots of quotes around, oh, a dream is nothing until it's a goal, right? Well, okay, BS. So I'm throwing that out as a backstory and saying that's not true. Cancel that. The truth is the dream leaves flexibility. Somebody, you know, Walt Disney had to dream to create Disney World and Disneyland and, you know, all of that. And he had to start with an idea. He didn't have it all planned out with all of the rides and shows. And I mean, when he first started it at, when he just had an idea in his mind of some place that people
exactly.
could go and live in a different experience. Right. And he had it was brilliant. And then, you know, other things followed, but I think what has happened in our society is goals. If you don't reach them, you don't measure up. And gosh, I hope that we can measure up to our dreams, because I think that's more important than measuring up to our goals.
I agree. Just a thought. Cheryl's yeah. wisdom.
Quick interruption. We want to let you know about a powerful resource for building self-confidence and personal power. Cheryl has written a book called Emotional Self-Mastery and created a 90-day companion journal. Both will help you master your emotions and are available on Amazon.
So, you have anything else you're going to leave behind, or?
There's a few things. And I think it's about being real. It's back to that rigid thing, right? Is that old ways of doing business may not work in the future. I may need to find new ways of doing business. And to give you an example, you know, it might be something like, and this is a not necessarily a personal example, but I've run into this recently when working with contractors, and they don't, when you have a construction project, they don't always give you all the details. They'll give you an invoice or a bid, but all of the details aren't on there. And so I'm noticing that I'm not being rigid, meaning I go back to them and say, I need all the details, but tell me enough information so I know that we're talking about the same thing and that what I'm paying for, I'm getting, and not just leave, it's not left off because it just wasn't written down. When I write contracts or agreements with people that I work with, I try to put everything in there, but maybe, you know, I need to be more flexible too, because in the future, maybe we're doing business differently. I don't know.
Well, you know, we've all been burned in business.
Yeah.
So you would think people would want to be, you know, more precise, but I think there are old paradigms and, you know, old ways of thinking. So, you know,
you're right. We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Well,
so I guess the thing is the bottom line is, you know, you can make some choices. It's up to, you know, it's up to each of us, you and I, Kathy, as well as our listeners, to decide what they want to do about their new starts or starting anew. And I love the analogy you brought up with about moving to a new house. We know there's some things that we need to let go of, and there may be some things that we need to adopt, maybe more gratitude in our life, more expressing appreciation to those around us, whether they're the bagger at the grocery store or our significant other or children. And I think the big question is, are we going to sit on our hands and wait for things to get better in the world? Or are we going to take action now and start being proactive? And then really looking to see what areas in our lives we need to target first. Is it our work? Is it our home? Is it our relationship? What are we tolerating that we really need to take action on for us to live at a higher vibration? And it probably is time to let go of some of those old beliefs and attitudes in lieu of something that's much more uplifting and positive and above the line, you know?
Well, because another analogy coming, but you know, it's like those lower emotions, you know, you were saying shame and guilt and those, you know, lower vibrations, they almost, to me, they are an anchor.
You know,
you're out there swimming, and you have this anchor tied to your ankle and you can't get anywhere that way.
Right. You're absolutely right. I hadn't even thought about it like that. Yeah. And it's, oh gosh, just try to imagine trying to swim across the swimming pool with that, dragging, you know, 5 pound weight behind you. An anchor, literally. Yes. And I know that this isn't easy. You know, Kathy and I have both been there, change and releasing things and adopting new ways of thinking. It can be really difficult. And, you know, if you don't want to be where you are, then you're going to have to make some kind of change. And that's where I can help. And as a transformational coach, I do 3 things really, really well. And first of all, I can help you identify what it is you want. Then I can help you release those unconscious beliefs that block your way in getting there. And third, I can help you strategize the right actions so that you can get there in the least amount of time. So, you know, if you're serious about changing your life and about making 2021 much better and about having the kinds of things you want and doing the kind of work that brings you joy and money, then you've got to give me a call. And we'll sit down and I will listen as you tell me what kind of life you want to create. And then I'll share with you how I can help you get there.
You know, the thing about it is too, is that often once you do, you know, you seek the help of Cheryl once, you kind of have a template or a little blueprint to move on to other projects with. So, you know, when she says she does these things really, really well, she really does, because she helps you. The very first thing is identify what's blocking, and that's powerful. So nice plug for, as this is Cheryl's plug day, we'll just shamelessly keep telling everyone how wonderful she is.
Thanks, Kathy.
I see you're resisting that so much, Cheryl.
All right. That does it for today. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast. And just a reminder, this is your life. Use what you've learned today to make it the best.
Thank you for tuning into Emotional Self-Mastery. We'll be back next week with a new topic to help you reclaim your personal power, self-confidence, and inner peace.
Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and comment on this episode. While you're at it, please share it with a friend.
We invite you to join our new Facebook group, Emotional Self-Mastery Podcast. This group is for listeners of this podcast and is a forum to ask questions, exchange ideas, share appropriate content, and create a community for those who are seeking to regain their personal power, self-confidence, and inner peace.
You can search for the group through our Facebook page, Simply the Best Results, or through Groups on Facebook. The direct link can be found in our show notes.
To receive a full recap of this week's content with resources and helpful hints, sign up on the first page of my website, simplythebestresults.com. If you know that you'd like to receive some special attention to help you remove the trapped emotions that have you stuck, simply schedule a laser clearing session with me using the link in the show notes or through the Facebook group, Emotional Self-Mastery Podcast. You'll find it in the About section. Listeners of this podcast receive a special discounted rate of $50 for 30 minutes of clearing. To connect with me on LinkedIn, search for Cheryl C. Jones. Cheryl is spelled with C-H, and be sure to use my middle initial, C. And on Facebook, you can find me at Simply the Best Results. You're always welcome to email me directly at Cheryl@simplythebestresults.com. And be sure to visit my website, www.simplythebestresults.com, for more information and inspiration.
This has been an Emotional Self-Mastery production, created and hosted by Cheryl C. Jones, edited by the amazing Brandi Hockaday, and produced and co-hosted by Kathy Holscher. New episodes are available each Thursday on Apple, Stitcher, Google, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and most other podcast platforms.
Thanks for listening.